Let's head to the Vision Home Loans newsline. We're joined by ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky as New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is continuing to dig in this as more accusers and one of the high-profile accusers going public this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Brittany Commisso has been, well, anonymously known as Executive Assistant Number One, but she's anonymous no more after speaking with CBS and the Albany Times-Union and explaining what she says happened on two separate occasions in the governor's mansion. She said that she was groped twice by Governor Cuomo, which he has denied, saying he never touched anyone inappropriately. But in the interview, Commisso said, yes, you did. Yes, you have. One of them was me. It was a powerful moment in an interview in which she described the power dynamic, the inability she felt she had to say no, and about the fear that she had that she would get in trouble for the governor's alleged misconduct.
Yeah, and this is all coming, you know, as we're hearing, too, that there might be almost a situation where he's seemingly digging in despite those threats of more criminal investigations and the continued call for his impeachment.
He's given no sign that he is going to resign voluntarily, at least not yet. We know that he spent at least part of the weekend trying to gauge whether he still has any support that could, you know, he could lean on to help get him through this and enable him to stay in office. We're not sure that he found any. And the legislature is, I think, determined to move forward with an impeachment. There are enough lawmakers on record saying they would support it. And as soon as the articles are brought, that's when Cuomo would have to step down on a temporary basis. So it's a little bit different than the federal system if he does not resign voluntarily.
And of course, Aaron, you're based out of New York, and what's the feeling like amongst residents in New York as this is continuing to play out?
Well, it's hard to see a lot of support for him. There's been a growing number of people telling public opinion polls that that the governor needs to resign. I don't think the state really wants to go through an impeachment spectacle with Cuomo, especially as the pandemic continues to rage. But I'm not sure that he's going to go on his own. And if he doesn't, it seems as if the public does back the legislature's efforts.
Yeah, this is definitely something very interesting. And you'd mentioned this is all kind of with the backdrop of the pandemic and the Delta variant continuing to make its presence continue to be felt. We're seeing some resurgence in cases. And really, Governor Cuomo took to the national spotlight a year ago during the early days and the height of the pandemic with his handling of the pandemic. So it's been kind of the whirlwind case where all of a sudden, things were very good, very prominent, and now everything else and the continued calls for impeachment and wondering whether or not he actually will step down with all of this.
Hard to see him doing it today, but, he does face tremendous pressure and I think a reality that has to have settled in by now. But at the moment, he's not going anywhere, so the lawmakers are readying their impeachment.
All right. ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky, thank you so much for joining us with that update. And, of course, we'll continue to follow the story with any updates that are made available right here on KRDO News Radio.